Hello, everyone, and welcome to not just another episode of PodNuns Pro. This is episode 300, and I am joined by the talent part of the show. As per usual, Mr. Matt Rainey is in the house. Matt, how are you?
Doing well. Thank you.
All right.
That's not a good description of the talent. That may have been a long time ago, but now that's all you.
You're the one people want to hear your stories. They want to hear your clients. They want to hear you talk about anything more than a yes or no is billable.
That's a good rule to live by.
It's a very good rule to live by. So here's a question for you. Did you ever think when this started that you would be listening to show 300?
When I first started, I probably thought, sure, I can do this forever. But the reality is, no, not me doing it. No.
Well, that was the question I was going to ask next. Did you actually think you would be doing show 300?
No.
Because you've basically, I don't want to say you quit, but you know, you walked away twice, you know.
It's like those, you know, retire.
And then you retire. And then you're the Jordan. You're the Jordan of PodNuts. Is that what you're trying to say? And do it well. All right. And we have a full house tonight. Look at all the people in here. So Mike Wise, hello. John Dubinsky, John Reed, hello everyone. Thank you for watching. We are going to have, as per usual, an unscripted show because we can't ever stay on task as it is. But got a couple of great surprises lined up for us. We're going to talk about the good old days and maybe a little contrast and compare about how the show started and where it is today. And you all can tell me, you know, what in the world did you do to the show?
No, they all like it.
They all like it. Okay. So here's what we're going to do. I'm actually going to start by bringing somebody on who I want to recognize as somebody who helps us, allows us to do what we do. And I'm going to actually, before we do that, I have a little video that I want to play. And I'm going to wait till later because I want to get him on and have some other stuff on here. But folks, the person that allows me to do this and doesn't yell at me when I screw things up, the owner of PodNuts, door-to-door geek Steve McLaughlin, he is now in the house. Door, how are you?
Hey guys, doing really good. How about yourself?
I'm doing pretty good.
Hey, Dora, good to see you.
Always good to see you, Matt.
Were you yelling at some text today? Got the little hoarse voice going?
Let's just say yes. My job duties have shifted, and everyone around me is around 23 to 26. So, you know.
Oh, yes. A lot of juniors, it sounds like.
That's a good training opportunities for you.
Yeah. But of course, the only question I have for you, Marvin, was that music that you played, was that copywritten?
No, that is licensed music through Tensi and approved by ASCAP. And I will have all of the credentials in the show notes.
I'm just messing with you. I have to.
Yeah. Imagine how many shows I ruined years ago by just like plopping on music on you guys.
Well, it could have been worse.
So, Dor, I was just asking Matt, you know, looking back and thinking about when the show first started, I know that you were kind of around. I don't know how much involved you were with that. But in terms of, you know, the shows back then and the shows now as the owner, what do you think? What do you think about the shows?
I was around back then, but I had the dream of being a full blown enterprise tech. I've been 20, 23, 24 years at the same place. I've been everything from a warehouse employee, a PC tech, a domain administrator, a software developer, security. So I've really done everything. And I almost miss the idea of doing administrative type work, is what I'll say. And I'll say, when it started, it had the dream of becoming an enterprise focused show. You pretty much cemented that you handle everything at that high level, not the PC tech kind of thing. You handle the big enterprise scope type task, which I got to say, I'm pretty envious of.
Well, I appreciate you saying that, although I probably can't agree 100% because, you know, enterprise means really, really big. And I'm kind of in between.
There's grades. Well, here's the thing I like. Your boots on the ground enough to understand what any tech is talking about, but you have the experience and the expertise to also communicate to people like executives and the big architects on what to do.
Ah, okay. That I appreciate. And it was one of the things when I, you know, helped bring the show back that we got comments about is that we wanted to have more business enterprise type stuff, kind of like when Matt, you know, started the show back then, you know, a lot of computer repair techs, a lot of residential techs wanted to hear about business. And that's what you guys brought.
Yeah. Had to be a pro.
Had to be a pro. Speaking of pros, Matt Rainey, still at the same firm that you were when you started the show. How are things going?
Good. Yeah. So I've been there for 20 years, maybe 20, 21. Yeah. Going good. Still going good. Still steady, busy every day. I mean, I've been transitioning to more service manager, doing less, trying to do less tickets because I'm supposed to pass that along and let the techs do it. But
I thought you were going to say more of an ownership role, like you were starting to, you know, take over after so many years.
No, still a partner, but more of the day to day service manager, dealing with making sure the techs are doing what they're supposed to be doing, that kind of thing.
Doing stuff that they didn't do, right?
Making sure they did it right, or making sure they do it, or fixing it. I have to fix it, and then telling them how to fix it.
Yeah.
To show them this is what you can do next time, so I don't have to fix it behind you.
Nice, nice. All right.
So I'm trying to get it to where I can just watch the tickets, make sure it's all getting done. That's what I really want to do.
And you can do that from anywhere, right? You like to be able to do that from home?
I can do that from anywhere, yep.
Or on the beach in Cancun?
Or
if you have to?
I'll do Grand Cayman. I'll do Cayman Islands.
If you have to suffer. You know, if I have to go on vacation.
Yeah. Well, see, it wouldn't be vacation, it'd be relocation.
Oh, we're talking relocation now, huh?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That's the goal. Relocation.
All right. So let's see. Dor, any comments on the transition from the old show to the new show? I know that you, for the most part, well, I don't know recently because you don't edit our show anymore, but you used to listen to every single show. And I remember in the early days, the comments you'd send me. So how do you see things now?
Well, I'll first say I always try to be productive with any comments toward anybody. If you don't hear any comments, trust me, it's a good thing on all parties' accounts. I still listen to everything done by Podnuts, but to be honest, like September for a month isn't even done yet. Today is September 28th. No, 30th, sorry.
You're 2 days behind.
And looking at my podcast player in the month of September, I've already listened to 31 days worth of content.
There you go.
So when I say I listen to everything, I listen to nearly everything. Hence one of my newer podcasts, the Evolving Door, which is like a minute and a half review of a podcast.
Yep, I've been taking those in every now and then. And some of the shows are pretty good requests. I mean, good referrals. Some of them not kind of in my wheelhouse, but always good to know what shows are out there. You never know.
Yeah, and Trust me. Anything I said in the beginning, I was only trying to be a helping kind of thing. And everyone starts a podcast and you have no choice. You have to grow. The podcast has to change. The best thing is to let it grow naturally. And to be honest, I think you let it grow very naturally, which just meant as every episode went on, you seemed more and more natural, more and more at ease, to where it got to a point to where it was pretty obvious that you were having fun.
Oh, that's just a facade.
Well, it works. Maybe you should have been on that debate stage.
Oh, didn't watch that either. I just knew I did not want to see that train wreck.
Yeah, train wreck, yeah.
I actually rushed home to make sure the wife didn't watch, because I did not want to hear all of her frustrations with how things were said doing that. So so instead, we watched reruns of 90 Day Fiancé.
Trust me, you got more out of it. Yeah.
Yep. So... Yes, Matt. Well, unless you
ignored the internet today, I'm sure you heard enough. So,
work was busy for me today. I was quite surprised. I got an order for 25 workstations. I got a order for a new terminal server that is going to be for 27 users. We're doing a nice, big, robust HP server. The quote was for $29,000. And so that's got to go in, not this next upcoming weekend, but the next weekend after that. We're also doing a SQL maintenance project that weekend. I'm not doing it. I'm actually getting the SQL guru remoted in. He's going to do it, but I have to monitor what they're doing. Got to come up with work for my nephew. So
what does that mean? He's working with you?
Yes.
He's one of your techs?
He is on the payroll now. So
that's good. But I'll say SQL maintenance. I've been doing like a couple hours of SQL maintenance every day for about 10 years. And if I never do it again, I'll be perfectly content.
Mm. I have no idea what they do. I just get them on and I say I'm watching, but I don't.
Yeah, that's what I do. That's the path I follow. And then inevitably a year later, they say, hey, what did you set the SA password to? I say, I didn't set that. You said it.
Right. Yes.
Well, I don't think we said it. No, I have my notes. All I did was start a remote connection.
Yep.
They always want to say, we said it.
Yep. And of course, so in this particular case, it's replication maintenance. So we've got two sites that, you know, replicate the database back and forth. So somehow they've got one password in one place and one in another. And I don't know why. I don't know how they did that and why they did that. It's just ridiculous. So, and then they only have certain tables replicating because it's a case management software. And then it's a billing program that they also replicate tables, even though it's a separate program. It is just an absolute mess, but I don't have to do it. So
you just monitor and bill.
Yep.
That's my favorite thing.
And the best part is I can bill to monitor.
Yeah, I love it.
So I've got to be available. It's like being on call, right? Got to get paid for being on call.
My favorite job that I've had over the years was a law firm, and they had to get a computer forensics person in. And I might have mentioned this years ago. But the attorney that hired us said, well, the people doing the imaging are sitting in their own person. That's the defense. I forget what side I was even hired by, but they hired me to go sit there in the conference room with them and watch him image the hard drives, because they wanted someone there to make sure he wasn't doing something wrong. So we billed like $300 an hour for I don't know how many days, and I sat in the conference room with him and watched him image hard drives.
Gotta love that.
Yep.
I loved it. All right. So here's what we're going to do. I promised that there would be some surprises tonight, and one of those surprises just hopped into the green room, and in order to introduce this person, this is one of the things that I want to do. So, without further ado, let me do this.
Welcome to Pod Nuts Pro, episode number one. New show. We just started. First episode. I'm excited. I hope you guys are excited, and our co-host is excited. I'll introduce him in a second. Pod Nuts Pro is a show for computer technicians who are interested in small business, servers, business class things, things that are not the normal residential things we talk about on Pod Nuts Daily. It's also going to be a great show if you're interested in making a transition from residential to business. And co-hosting the show is Matt Rainey. You guys know him from the episodes of Pod Nuts Daily he's done that you guys have raved about, saying we want more server stuff, more business stuff. Well, we're doing a show all about it.
And here he is, the godfather of Pod Nuts podcasting, Steve Cherubino. Steve, how are you?
What is up, guys?
Hey, can you hear me all right?
Oh, we hear you just fine.
Man. I like being a surprise. And if you notice in that show or that first show, I had no idea what I was talking about. I actually knew nothing about business. And that's the trick, right, Dory? If you want to do a show about Linux, you don't have to know about Linux. You just have to have a person who knows about Linux to be your co-host.
Well, so. And then you have to have somebody who doesn't to ask the, in air quotes, dumb questions that everybody listening wants to know.
Yeah, I had a lot of those.
How's it going, part. Steve? Good to see you, Steve.
Hey, Matt, what's going on, man?
It's good been to a see long you. Time.
I know, dude. Yeah, man. So it has been a long time. It has been a long time. And actually, when Marvin asked me to do this, I'm like, wow, I'm like, it's going to bring up all these old memories and feelings and stuff like that. So I'm feeling it now, actually.
Well, speaking of feeling, how does it feel to see yourself on that very first show, and what do you remember from that?
I just remember I'm just a handsome guy. Like, that's what the main takeaway I got from that. I guess I was like a Phillies nut back then.
Yeah.
But when I look at my old shows like that, sometimes I cringe, but that one wasn't that bad. It's pretty. I mean, I remember the fun. Mm. But
yep. So let me ask this, because it's funny for me to go back and, you know, I came along a little bit after that, so I didn't see the beginning of a lot of these things. But in terms of what made you guys decide to do the show, I mean, I know that you talked about the fact that people were asking for business stuff, but what was it that actually said, okay, we've got to do this, and what made it as you two being the ones to do it?
That's a good question. Do you remember, Matt?
I do. So I was doing, I guess, the Pod Nuts Dailies once in a while. And like I said, people, my stories were all business stories. I don't do residential. So apparently you got good feedback on that. And there wasn't really many shows. So I remember having to ask you and convince you to do a show. And you were like, well, I don't know if we can make that a whole show. I don't know if our listeners want that. But then you got feedback and you say, well, we'll try it. We'll see how it goes. If it's not once a week, it's once a month or once every 2 weeks. But so we tried it. But I really wanted to try it because the shows that were out at the time, I felt we could offer something a little bit different perspective, different way of doing things.
Yeah, that's smart. I mean, it was totally out of my skill set. So I'm happy I had a good co-host, man. Thanks for doing it, Matt.
Yeah. And I remember you were very nervous about it. I said, you don't need to do anything. I mean, you can ask me questions. I'll have a topic. But that was when I was really prepared for the shows. Now, now I just, he says, hey, you want to come on? I'm like, oh, sure. I'll hop on.
Yeah.
No preparation.
Yeah. Let me just get my bourbon poured and I'll be fine.
That's all the prep I usually need now.
Who's on the show now? Like, who does the show right now, Marvin?
Me and whoever I can, muster.
Okay. Which is usually him. Yeah.
I brought Rainey back, and then he bailed on me.
That was a transitional thing, just so we could feel comfortable doing it yourself.
So, Matt, you haven't been on in a while?
No, I don't go on very often.
And I don't. Here's the thing: I bring him on, and we go so long that I'm like, we need a break in between. Our last show was 3 hours.
What? Oh my god.
Yeah, I don't get to talk to him much. And the only time I get to talk to him normally is on the shows. That's when we catch up.
So we talk for like half an hour before the show, and then we talk, and then, you know, we hang up, and then he like keeps asking questions, and I'm like, dude, I got to go to bed.
You know, it was one of the main feedbacks that I got from the listeners that the part of the show they liked more than anything was before the show and after the show, like when we just kept the cameras rolling, like when we did live streams. So it's always good to just have that like little extra, I think.
Yeah. And another thing I liked about what we did tonight is to get both Door and Cherubino on together. And, you know, basically the baton was passed. And I know, Steve, you were like, you know what, I'm good and I'm going to step away. You handed it off to Door, and Door has, you know, taken that torch and certainly run with it. Have you guys stayed in touch, and do you guys talk about, you know, how things have changed?
Well, I'll say the two things. One, I thought I was going to see Steve yesterday or Monday on PodFest Multimedia Expo chat, but didn't see him there. I tried.
Out of it.
Why don't I add, to me, the reason why this show immediately sparked a interest was, it's almost like Eddie Murphy. You eat a saltine cracker, you eat a saltine cracker, you eat a saltine cracker, and after 16 saltine crackers, you have that Ritz, and that Ritz cracker is amazing, and you just want more. Matt brought enough of a different topic to the show that once everybody heard it, they just could not stand to not have it, and they just insisted, give me more, more, more.
Wow. That's true, man. It was a popular show. It was one of the most popular shows for sure. And me and Dor need to be in better touch. I haven't seen him in a while. I miss him, man. It's great to see you, dude. Like, I haven't seen you in forever.
Oh, I not trust me. I remember the very last time. Damn, a good time with really, really good people around too, is what I'll say. I'm really
podcast?
Was it podcast? And I was really sad the following year.
You're really drunk.
Oh yeah. But the next year, Chris asked me to come down, and I said, I really can't. Things are really bad right now, Chris. I thought we were going to lose the house, a couple other things. I said, can't. And I felt like the biggest jerk ever.
Wow. Dude, don't feel like a jerk if that's the reason. Everything turned out all right?
I'm still here. She hasn't killed me yet. But coincidentally, she quit her job today.
Oh.
She's got another job.
Good, man.
Okay. Yeah. With stuff like that. Don't freak us out.
And she's the smart one. She's the moneymaker. I'm the one who's dragging her down. I, you know, take care of the house, and I like feed the kids.
And you're the internet star. That's saying something.
She just says, go downstairs and talk to your nerd friends.
And you're like, happy to.
You know, I didn't go to PodFest that year either. So I say this year we all go and hang out.
The next two are already scheduled. One he said in March is virtual, where he set a world record. And then the next one is next July.
Oh, July. Okay.
Oh, okay.
All right. I'll be bugging you about that. And anybody else who wants to come.
I mean, really, really good, nice people all around.
Where is this at?
Orlando.
Orlando, down here. Come to Florida, baby.
That's right. This is the place. It's another great reason I like PodFest is that's 2 hours away and that's it.
Right.
But it's always a good time.
So I want to do another surprise. I'm going to be full of surprises tonight. I'm going to bring in another blast from the past, and I also have a video intro for this person. So take a look.
Welcome to PodNuts Pro number 29. This is the show where we take you from you fixing home PCs and viruses and reinstalling the Windows to servers and networks and firewalls and routers and all that good stuff. You know, like the one aisle at Best Buy that everybody stays away from. And that's where we're taking you. So my name is Lalo, and the co-host here is Mr. Matt Rainey. How are you doing today, sir?
I'm doing great, Lalo. Thank you.
There he is, folks. People are asking me. Lalo Nunez is in the house.
Dude, man. My God, I was just thinking about you, Lalo. Yeah. I drove past a Waffle House. I'm like, how's Lalo?
Me and Steve had the best conversation. Can you guys hear me?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Yeah.
Cool. I'm going to tell you, LaMarvin, when you I reached out to me, as Steve said, it just brought back the past. And I thought about Dora and Matt and Steve and everybody else. And I said, man, you know, how much has life changed over these years? And just hearing you guys just talk within the first 25 minutes of the show, just, man, it just bring back some memories.
Yeah, it's good stuff.
And, you know, and I want to thank, you know, Steve for being the brainchild for all this originally, right? Like the original Godfather over there. But, and, you know, he was a man before his times, because now, you know, everyone has a podcast and everybody wants to do everything. And, you know, and Steve was at the forefront of all that. But no, I mean, what's up?
What's up, man?
Yeah, Lalo. What's,
you look good, man.
Yeah. Okay, I appreciate it. And what are you doing these days, Lalo?
I am a senior voice engineer for a local company here. So Cisco certifications. I do everything from network and route switch and voice and all that crazy jazz. So
you're still in Florida as well?
Yep. I'm actually still in Tampa, and I'm assuming Steve is too, because he said 2 hours away from Orlando, right?
Yeah. I'm in Clearwater, man, but we got to connect up, dude.
No, dude, no doubt.
I'll be in Tampa 2 weekends from now. So let's do it.
Right, I'll just say I'm really ready to start up one of Steve's dream podcasts of the game show. I'm just saying.
That's right. What was it? What was the show?
It was just a game show where you would ask tech questions and give away stupid fake prizes.
Was it called Tech Game Show? I think that was the...
It was when you were in the very literal name of shows. Yeah.
I'll tell you about one that tanked, and I got a lot of resistance from this one, but I thought it was the coolest thing in the world. I built a virtual Podnuts studio in Second Life. I bought land. Do you guys remember Second Life?
Yeah, I remember.
Okay. I bought land and I built a studio and I slapped a huge Podnuts logo on it and had all these bleachers and stands and then a place for the hosts. And I'm like, yo, let's do a show in virtual reality. And well, I guess it wasn't virtual reality. It was Second Life, whatever you want to call that. And I remember Mike Smith from Mike Tech Show was like, dude, I'm not going in Second Life. And everybody else is like, yeah, Steve, that's weird. That's creepy. That's stupid. I'm like, I bought land. I built a studio and we ended up doing it. And I thought it would be the coolest idea because all the listeners can come and sit in the bleachers and like be there. You know what I mean? I still think it's a good idea, but you guys kind of poo-pooed it. And we did it might still be on YouTube somewhere. Or no, it was on Ustream. It's probably not migrated over to YouTube, but we did one show. That was it. And, I think I still have that land, to be honest.
That was going
to
be my question. Are you still an owner of that land?
I'm still a landowner, yeah. Yeah, that thing, I should sell it, see how much that appreciated.
Wow. Did you see what I just, the screenshot I just shared?
Which one was it?
About all the stuff that you do. So Podnuts presents How to Podcast Like a Pro.
Oh, yeah.
10-hour video training series.
That's right.
Steve Cherubino, a real podcaster with over 500 shows under his belt.
I'll tell you, man, if I knew then what I know now about selling stuff online, it'd be a different story. But the laptop repair videos, that was a good seller.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my Lord. Oh, yeah. I'm still getting random emails from people. Where's my access to the videos? I'm like, dude, he sold that site like 8 years ago.
It feels like 20, doesn't it? It feels like 20 years ago. Yeah.
It does.
Oh, man.
It does.
Good times.
All right. So all the originals here in the house.
The OGs.
God. Marvin, thanks for bringing me on, man. I'm like super excited. Like seeing these guys and you guys, everybody. It's fun.
I'm glad you were available, especially today, guys. I don't know if any of you knew this. National Podcasters Day.
Did not know that.
Did you not know that?
I listen to Pod News Daily. That's one of the shows. I want to say it's episode 132 of The Revolving Door, where I review Pod News Daily. Yeah.
Yep. So had to find a way to make all of this run together, do a 300th anniversary show, and get the original host in the house. So Steve, Matt, Lalo, and of course the current owner, Dor.
I can't stop smiling.
That's pretty good planning to plan your all 299 prior episodes culminate on today on Podcaster's Day. Yeah, wow.
Pretty good planning.
It's a long plan.
It was it was a lot of work. And what's worse is the wife was gone for the last 10 days. So I was doing double duty at the house and trying to figure out how I got to get all this stuff together, sending emails and finding all these clips and reviewing all the early shows on. So they were on YouTube, Justin TV, mm-hmm. Twitch. I mean, you guys were all over the place.
No, it's, you know, and I'll tell you, because I got Steve's personal podcast, How to Do a Podcast, mm-hmm. his training. It's definitely a lot of work. And it's a lot of work. So, you know, you guys know all the work involved. And that's why when I hear people say, I'm going to start a podcast, I'm like, it's a little bit more to it. Like, just hitting the record and just going.
Yeah. You know what, though? Like, just they're making so many new tools, though. It's getting easy. Yeah. Like, which Anchor, makes me, it actually, yeah, but it makes me mad. You know, like, no, you guys got to work for this. You can't just like hit a red button and have a show. But
Steve's like, yeah, buy my training before you do podcasting. Okay?
Yeah, right. Dude, I remember when Lalo started his show, he went all out, man. If you look at that video you played, Marvin, when you introduced Lalo, it looks like he's like in a padded room. Like he bought all this padding for the wall to help sound absorption. He bought a mixer, four monitors, all these sound mics. Gate,
everything.
Yeah, the sound gate. And it was an awesome little studio, man. I remember that thing.
Yeah, Podnos Pro would not have gone anywhere without Lalo.
Oh yeah,
I mean that's for sure.
So here's the picture. Here, there's the pad behind you, Lalo.
The sanitarium.
You know, the pad was supposed to be green so that you could do your screen stuff on the back.
Well, good fact, I am curbline, so I thought it was green.
Oh,
all these years. All these years.
Oh man. Okay. And so here we go. So door popped off. Let me get him back on here. There you are, sir. All right.
Wi-Fi. I'm telling you right now.
Wi-Fi. Yeah, I'm on Wi-Fi. Dude, I was a little late because I had to switch computers the last minute because my audio interface is glitching out. So The glitches never stop.
Nope, they don't. But you were talking about the show being hard work. And boy, have I learned that when I started because, I'll admit it. My shows were horrible in the beginning. But let me also play a clip that I found and see what you guys think about this.
Hello, everybody. Sorry about the poor audio quality. Washer and dryer kicking on over there doing its thing. I'm going to do a quick editing of Podnos Pro. Podnos Pro is by far the easiest show to edit. Lalo does 50%+ of the work, which means we have to do less work. That's good. Okay. I already have the VM up and loaded, which will be uploaded, I guarantee, within 48 hours.
Dude.
How about that?
Yeah, I mean, I love it when people make my job easier, and Lalo truly helped me help him help me, kind of thing.
It's all teamwork. It's all teamwork. We all work well together. If we were an actual company, I think we would change the world.
Yeah. And I realize how little I did compared to everyone else. So I'm sorry.
Just showing up.
Brought the juice.
You're the talent.
I can't even never remember her name. You always used to say, well, let's call her Pam.
Mary.
Yeah. Mary had all the stories.
There's always a Mary every day. I guess now they call him Karen, but back then I called him Mary.
Yeah. Well, hindsight.
Although my Marys weren't usually as mean as Karen's are today. So.
My favorite part of Podnuts Pro is that me and Matt Rainey would sync up, you know, we'll do a mic check. And I said, how's your day? And he would always go, and then just, I feel it was like his therapist. He would vent for 5 minutes and I said, you ready? Yeah, come on.
Yep,
That's awesome.
Otherwise, the show would be a lot more complaining, and which I tried not to do, but.
You wouldn't complain, you would just report.
I just report, right? That's what I tell my guys. I said, no, they're not complaining about slowness. They're reporting slowness.
That's right. You would talk about your guys. You would give them like fake names. Let's just say George.
Got to protect the innocent.
Yeah.
So I have a question, Matt. Let me find what I was looking at here, because in the early shows, that, let me go back to that picture that I had with you and Lalo. And one of the things that I wanted to ask you was when you were doing the shows, obviously we knew you were doing them from home, but my question is, what is that on the bed over your shoulder?
Okay. So, that is it's a stuffed bear, and it's actually a sad story if you want to hear it. I don't want to bring anybody down, but it's a stuffed bear. I'm just going to say that.
Okay.
That works.
I would like to thank Marvin to ask that question, because now I feel sad for some reason.
I'm sorry. That's one of those things where if you're not there and you don't know the history, I'm just looking. Like every other show, there's a bear on the bed.
Yeah, she had that bear. I'm sure she still has the bear, but it's not on the bed anymore. It's probably packed up.
All right.
I'm trying to think of some other guys that had some good backgrounds. Just random stuff happening, dogs. I know Chris Barry had a couple dogs that would come in.
Yeah, I remember you complaining about the TV in my background for a while.
Oh, that's right. I would always complain. Dude, I gave Dor so many complaints. This guy.
They were constructive, though.
Well, I'm glad you feel that way.
You put
up with a lot.
Rainey always had his washer and dryer going on in the background of our shows.
Where I am now?
No, at the other place. Yeah.
At the other place. Yeah. Depending on where the computer was at the time, she did one in the bedroom, but the house was small. I can only put the computer so many places. Of course, now we moved. But of course, the washer and dryer is right on the other side of this wall. So,
yeah.
Let me ask you a question. Have any of you have ever been recognized in public? What doing?
Podcast? Yes. Yes. A guy at CompUSA, he was working behind the counter. He's like, Steve. And I'm like, looking behind me. I'm like, do I know you? He's like, yeah, I know who you are. And I'm like, from Podnuts? I think I might have been wearing the Podnuts shirt too. And he said, yeah, man, he was a computer repair tech there. That's the only time that has ever happened in my life. Really? Definitely no chicks.
Yeah. I've had two times, I'll say. One time was at work, a new employee just walked by in the hall and I was talking and then I would just keep walking. I hear Dor. I'll just keep walking. We'll come to cross this bridge later. He was a supervisor kind of thing and it was awkward is what I'll say.
That's awesome.
It is. But then the next one was at OLF. We were crossing a bridge and an extremely attractive female just said, hey, Dor, I'm a really big fan. I said, that's great to know. And I walked the other way.
No, Dor, you talk to the fans. You didn't run away, my friend. Talk to them.
I have a lot of social anxiety. Gotcha. When I started the podcast, I stuttered for 30 years, didn't speak to anybody. I'm comfortable with this. This is why working at home, perfect. Love it. I don't have to walk out and see anybody. I can just sit here and chat with people. But yeah. conferences, I get a little anxious. That's why, hence, at the last one where Steve saw me, I enjoyed my Yingling.
Yes.
Yeah, I often saw him with at least two in his hands at once.
Yeah.
And they were like the 22 size cans, too.
That's why they call him Double Fisted Dor.
Wow. Yeah, so I got twice. I went inside a Best Buy and they said, are you Lalo from Podnuts? I'm like, yeah. And they're like, oh, dude, I love your shows. And you and Matt, and started naming like the whole crew. And I was like, you know, I didn't know what to say. That was the first time. I said, thank you for listening. Cool.
So, dude.
So that was cool. The second time was one of my past jobs. I had to call HP for a P1 because something was down. And they didn't want to escalate my ticket. And then I said, well, I need to talk to someone now. I have so many people. And they go, are you Lalo from Podnuts? And I'm like,
wow.
Yeah. They're like, dude, I love your show. Let me transfer you to the next available engineer. Sweet. The show worked out for me. I got escalated real quick.
Wow. That's awesome. That's more than me.
I've never been recognized. Nobody in Louisiana listens to tech podcasts, apparently.
Well, I found a few.
Although, even when we had the show was mostly audio, like before all this video stuff, I didn't get recognized even at the meetups. nobody knew, you had to say, or this on my name tag, you know.
They had to hear you speak because remember our show, 100 pounds, a beard, and bald or whatever that was?
Yeah. So I don't get recognized, which is fine. I don't need to be recognized.
So I'm going to chip in and buy all the billboards around your home and just put old screenshots of Planet Pro.
Oh, that'd be awesome. I wonder if people would recognize that as me now, since I have hair and a beard. And
a couple of those video clips looked like you had a mohawk at times, so.
Really? Like low def is what I'm going to blame it on.
Yeah. Okay. Maybe I hadn't shaved in a while and I had like a little bit of
it was the lighting, you know.
Fuzz going on.
Because I always have bad lighting too, so I understand.
Yeah, in that old house that was probably in the bedroom, and yeah. All they had was a little light above the ceiling fan.
It's a shame that all the Ustream videos are just gone. There was hundreds on there. The original I think we did Podnuts Pro with video from the beginning, right? Live streaming from the very beginning?
Yeah. I believe.
Wow. Yeah. I don't even remember.
So I found a lot of the shows. They're under Pod Nuts, but they're kind of split up, and it goes from like 1 to 59, and it's in patches, and then there's nothing after that. So
on
that
YouTube,
was a question.
Right?
Yeah, on the YouTube.
Yeah.
And so, of course, one of the questions I was going to ask was, why did you guys stop doing the video? Do you remember?
Classified. Didn't stop. Switched to a different platform trying to get that hotness.
Oh, trying to stay current, stay hip.
We went from Ustream to Justin TV to Google Hangouts, I think was after that.
Yeah. Google Hangouts Live.
Well, the answer is because Dora was getting recognized in public. He said, I can't have this. Straight audio.
Yeah, it was hard back then. But you know what? All that streaming was free. Like Ustream was totally free. We didn't have to pay anything. And video quality was all right. I mean, for the time, it was like revolutionary. But
and again, I give you a lot of credit, Steve, because, you know, we lived in the same city and Waffle House was our place to go. But I used to see him create the content and I was just strictly amazed because this was back when, you know, now if you want to learn how to podcast, you watch a few YouTubers. Okay, you get a few tips and you're ready to go. He figured it out on his own. You know, with all the applications, and I mean, it was just truly look amazing. So, you know,
thanks,
you
were dude.
Able to do one of the godfathers of podcasting. So,
thanks. I mean, I'm just a geek, hacker geek. So, I enjoyed figuring all that crap out. Mm-hmm. And my setup was probably way more complex than it should have been. But
I wouldn't say than it had to been. You were like the Gordon Ramsay, where everyone today is like Ronald McDonald. Yeah, they are trying to pass off their garbage as food.
Yeah, think about it. Everybody today is trying to, you know, podcast off their iPhone. I mean.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, and let me tell you something. Their audio quality shows it.
Mm-hmm. They have done
one thing Steve said, you can, you know, you can't always control what you say and like how it sounds and how good it's going to be, but you can always control the quality of your audio.
Yes.
Yeah, I like absolutely. Good audio quality.
Because people can tolerate the, you know, if it's a bad video, but if you don't sound good, it turns people off.
I agree.
Or if you smack your lips too much.
Yeah.
Well, when I learned about de-essing, that like set me back like mentally for audio production like about 3 years.
Set you back?
Yeah, because I had to go back and I had to like completely try to change my mic tactics and then change my post-production, tweaking, because de-essing is a real thing.
It is. And yeah. I just gave up. I just said, look, it is what it is. I'll get the best equipment I can, provided people still buy stuff on Amazon and give me that 0.5%. And I'll, you know, do the best I can.
Yeah, but, you know, it's always like a science, you know, to the 3-point lighting and the sound and like the video. And it's like, you know, much when you're in the technology field, you can't stop learning. You can't stop getting certifications, I guess, because there's always new, faster ways to do things. Right. And
yeah.
It's just like, just amazed, right? I had an old instructor one time. I took a course, and he said, if cars develop the fastest technology, they'll be flying into outer space, right? It's just, you know, just look at how, just YouTube, it's just entirely different. I remember when YouTube first came out, I remember I was working at Best Buy a long time ago, and I said, stupid. Who would want to watch a video?
Yeah.
Then, poof, just change the world, right?
So. I know. This stuff, it is crazy. Like, what catches on, too? Like, probably there was five other networks that started at the same time, and then just one of them wins. Yeah. And then they become, like, the richest people on the planet, basically.
Zuckerberg. Keyboard cat. All it took was one keyboard cat.
One, that was one of the first memes. Remember Failblog? That was a good one back then. I used to like that.
But then it got really violent.
Yeah. I wasn't getting into it when people were actually getting injured. But Nuts at Night. That was some good times on that.
I remember that. Oh, that was good.
It was the reason I watched that show and listened to that show, because it was like people who watch NASCAR. Any second, there could be a horrible crash because anybody could take the and just go, what are you talking about?
Yeah. Kind of.
My favorite part is watching Steve being like the referee. Like he would, when it would go a little bit too far, like, all right, guys, let's just try to change the conversation.
Yeah. Well, the personalities on that show, it was a crew. I'll tell you that.
Oh, yeah. Nice way to put it.
So I have to ask, you know, you guys have more kids, married. I mean, it's been so long. I know, Dor, you had kids. I know for a fact.
The wife doesn't believe me. Everything is planned. Okay. The wedding anniversary was 01-01-04 because 01-01 is four characters, the fourth year. Her birthday, 07-29-77 because 29-7 on the bookends, 77. My birthday is Memorial Day. My oldest son's birthday is Memorial Day. My youngest son's birthday is Valentine's Day. And the year my youngest son turns 18, 3 months later, I can retire from my 9-to-5 job.
You do have it all worked out.
I do.
Not planned, huh? Not planned at all. And we happen to be doing episode 300 on podcast day.
And it's only boys, because I tried to explain to her, it's my choice. All you can supply is the X. I supply the X or the Y. We're getting boys.
We're getting boys.
Because if I had girls, I'd be in jail by now. Because as soon as a grown man whoop whistles at my like 12-year-old daughter, I'm going blitzkrieg.
I only have two daughters. I don't have any son. Two daughters. But, you know, if you have daughters, you get used to having daughters pretty quickly.
I'm pretty sure I need a shrink.
I'm still looking for love. I need to find a lady.
The Bachelor.
I still have my two... Still my two kitty cats, though. They're my little family out here right now. And, it'll happen. And I do want to have kids. I just don't know when.
Yeah, I mean.
What about you, Lalo?
Got married.
You got married, right? Yeah.
Yeah, to my beautiful wife and best friend, Kelly. I know Steve met her. And then we've had two beautiful girls. One just turned 4. The other one is 2. And, God.
Wow, that's great.
Kids are great. I mean, they're just your world. And, you know, it's funny because, you know, when she was pregnant, I used to ask my guys, hey, you know, how does it feel to have a kid? And they would go, we can't tell you. I'm like, you jerk. Why can't you tell me? Like, there's just no words to describe it.
Right.
And then, but seeing them born, you know, if you're like a father, just words do not do it justice. It's just simply look amazing. So, you know, being, doing Podnuts Pro behind a green or whatever color it was background to, you know, now being a dad and a husband. It's insane.
So. Dude, congratulations.
Absolutely. Thank you. I appreciate it.
I'm not sure what years we did this show. So I think I had two daughters when we were doing the show.
Yeah, because I know you had one at least.
Okay. Well, the oldest one's almost 22. The younger one's going to be 16 in a couple of weeks.
Oh, okay. Yeah, then you had to, yeah.
Yeah, you had to.
Your first show was in 2011.
Yeah. Wow. I'm glad someone is keeping track of that.
I feel like Matt is stuck in his time warp.
Well, technically, Podnuts' birthday is, you could say late February, but it's actually around March 16th.
Really?
If you take a look at the Wayback Machine, March the 16th is when it was just one image, said Podnuts is coming. And I want to say it was around March 26th was when the first episode was released. And that was now 11 years ago.
Wow. Do you know that the RSS feed was coded by hand when I started the network? Really? Oh, man. And I'm not a coder, but I learned Drupal. I mean, Lalo gives me props for like innovating or whatever I did, but I just copied Leo Laporte, basically what he was doing. And I modeled everything that guy did.
Well, and an opportunity to thank Leo Laporte.
Nobody creates from scratch. Everybody innovates, whether you're Black Sabbath, Led Zeppelin, or somebody new today that I can't stand.
It's true. There's a lot of modeling going on. As long as it's not copying.
Yeah.
You know, but it's cool. I have a bunch of people that reach out to me on LinkedIn, if it's recruiters or, you know, how LinkedIn is. But some of them are past Podnuts people. And I've got some nice comments. Hey, I watched you guys' show. You know, you guys helped me, you know, XYZ to my career. And just to think that you had some, you know, at the end of the day, it's not us, right? People are hungry to succeed in life. But just to know that you had a small part in that, or just for someone to say thank you, I know that's pretty cool. Most definitely. So,
yeah.
So thank you, all, gents.
Thank you, brother.
I just threw up a comment. Mike Smith claims that he has the 15 years ago, March 6th. So we'll have to see if that's
what's up, Mike.
See if that's correct. There
is that the original Mike Smith?
Yes, it is. From the Mike Tech Show, and then we did a Philly Tech Guy. Yes.
Right, and then we had the meetup at a guy's house in Jersey or Pennsylvania?
Yeah, that's right.
Something like Blade or something?
I can't remember his name.
I can't remember his name either. That was where Steve D was there. Entertaining fella.
Steve D.
Steve D, what a wild man. He was a wild man.
All right, so here's what we're going to do. The original plan for this was to try to keep it at an hour, which doesn't ever really seem to happen. But I know originally that some of you guys didn't think that you'd be on for more than 10 or 15 minutes, and look at the time.
Yeah, but, welcome to Podnuts Pro. Yeah,
welcome to a rainy event. Here's what I want to do. Go ahead, Dor.
And I'll say this is the earliest I've ever podcasted. Because my golden rule is, you know, family first, 9 to 5 second, hobbies third, podcasting is only after everything else is satisfied, because the kids got to be in bed, the wife has to be fed, blah, 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 blah. So I made an exception for this because other people kept asking me to come out at like noon or 1 p.m. I'm like, no.
Well,
not going to happen.
Thank you, sir.
That sweet spot is what I'm saying.
Thank you for making the time. And I was trying to figure out a way to make it to get all of you on because I wanted to do this. I do want to say thank you for all of you being able to come on and just simply say hello. Remember a little bit of the old days. And I want to go ahead and do a break here. And if you guys need to leave, that'll be a good time. But we're going to take about a 3-minute break, and then we're going to come back for part two. And I've got some other special guests popping in. So if you guys want to stay, you can. If you need to leave, thank you again for coming in. Steve, Lalo, Dor, thank you very much. And as always, the talent, Mr. Matt Rainey.
Oh, okay. Let's just call him the one who just shows up and doesn't do any of the work that all of y'all do.
Yeah, you know what it is. You just kind of sit there and wait for your turn to talk. That's it.
And then we're done. I just hang up and I'm done. Y'all got to bunch of stuff to do.
Yep. So
Marvin, thank you for doing this, man. It was tons of fun, like you bringing everybody together, and great job.
That's great seeing everybody.
Podcast right. Multimedia Expo 2021 July.
Got it.
I'm there.
Let's do it.
All right. We should do that. And so for those of you watching live, thank you very much for watching. Please stay around after the break for part two, where we'll have some more people come on and we'll talk about Podnuts Pro, old and new. And again, thank you to the OGs, Steve Cherubino, Lalo Nunez, the owner of Podnuts Pro door-to-door geek, Steve McLaughlin, and my previous co-host and friend, Mr. Matt Rainey. That's going to do it. And we'll see you guys in a little bit.